Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an inspiring show based on stories, experiences, friends, faith, and family. You know, the good stuff in life. So when life throws you down, don't lose faith. Carry on with more meaning. Let's roll.
Hello, welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is episode number 21. Hey there, 21. Today is a special Tuesday because it is Fat Tuesday. Tomorrow begins Lent. I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to Lent. And a lot of that has to do with Natalie. Lent was always a big deal for Natalie. And I remember when she was a little girl, she always did something special during Lent. Two of her favorite things were chocolate and Pringles potato chips, and she would always give them up. I mean, that was just a no-brainer. But as she evolved as a person, as she evolved in her faith, she took the opportunity of Lent to give more to others, to love and encourage more. And in her last Lent, Katie Sieben, her best friend, has stories of how Natalie, the night before, every day during Lent, she would think about the person that she was going to encourage and do an act of kindness for that day, do something for them without them knowing. Natalie and her dad would always give up chocolate, as I mentioned. And the last Instagram picture of this, the Easter before this all happened, was a picture of my husband and Natalie eating M&Ms at 12 midnight. And he cherishes that picture, let me tell you. And it was a bond that they shared because Natalie had a lot of the same characteristics of her dad. They have strong convictions and they knew what was right. And let me tell you, nothing was going to sway them. This morning, Mass was beautiful. I love to go to the 8 a.m. Mass at St. Rose of Lima with Father Joe. Today, his message was great. It was all about how we can get so caught up in life with our agendas and with our emails and with our text messages, and we have to send memos out. And we always are planning a meeting. We're always planning our next event. And really what we have to remember is, did you love people? At the end of our life, God is going to ask us, did you love people? Did you bring me along with you at that meeting? Was I part of your approach at the meeting? Was I part of your email? Because really, all I want you to do is settle down and remember to love and to take every opportunity you have to show my love and mercy to all. I certainly love starting my day with a beautiful, beautiful message to get me started on my day. I have one little message today, and my little message today is to accept compliments. Accepting compliments is something I've always had trouble with, and I'm turning that around. I realize that accepting compliments is a way of respecting yourself. If we are kind to ourselves, we can be kinder to others. My husband's always said to me, "You don't accept compliments." Well, I'm trying very hard to accept them now, because I'm being much kinder to myself. How often he'll say, "You look great. I love what you're wearing. You look beautiful." And I used to say, "Oh, geez, this old thing. Oh, I don't know. Look how fat I look." But he'll say, "No, you look beautiful." And now I say, "Thank you." And when you're kinder to yourself and you accept that, the light inside of you shines a little bit brighter and you can give that light to others. How often people will compliment you and you will simply put it down. "I love your dress." "Oh, this old thing, I've had it for years. Oh, I had it marked down with a double coupon and a coupon." Can't we just say, "Thank you so much. I like your podcast." "Oh, really? I don't know. I don't even know who's listening. I mean, I could do better. I mean, it's really pretty amateurish." "Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you listening." Oftentimes, we love to downplay, change the subject, and we struggle with how to graciously accept a compliment. We don't want to come across as vain or overly confident or stuck up. But the reality is to accept a compliment, because that is respecting yourself, and that's being kind to yourself so you can spread that kindness to others. Next time somebody offers you a compliment, don't put yourself down. Accept it graciously and say thank you. I can just hear my husband, "Trish, you look great. Thank you so much. Oh dear, I created a monster." I have such a wonderful guest today. Oh my goodness, Matt McCracken. Oh dear, what a wonderful, wonderful man. He and his wife, Cara, who was an earlier guest on Sincerely Trish. So grateful for them. And I know the hardship that they went through, knowing that they were the first friends of Natalie to hear about the horrible, horrible tragedy that went on. And they were there kind of at the command post. Natalie was a big fan of Matt. He was a football player for the Richmond Spiders, and he was on the O-line. And I remember her going to all the games and making posters for him. So here, my friends, is Matt McCracken.
My name is Matt McCracken, and I'm going to talk today about what I learned from Natalie. My biggest memory of Natalie will always be her approaching you as from when she saw you for the first, as if she saw you for the first time. Every time that she saw you, she just thought it was, I can just picture her now bubbling and jumping and being so excited. I think the biggest lesson I learned from Natalie is to live. She lived her life selflessly. She cared about more about you and more about seeing you and talking about what was going on in your life. She didn't care about what was going on in her week or her day or anything like that. She really just wanted to hear about you. The next thing is that she celebrated life. And this really is, she celebrated birthdays, she celebrated team wins, she celebrated everything. I remember times when Natalie would make the best cakes. My senior year of college, she made me a football cake that was a complete replica of a football, and brought that over for my birthday. The third thing I'd like to say is that Natalie taught me to live passionately and to do and to everything that you care about to the extreme. She cared about spiders, she cared about swimming, she cared about school spirit, and she didn't do any of those lightly. She was passionate about everything she did and everything that she cared about. So the three things that I would say are that she really made me believe is to live selflessly, to celebrate life, and to be passionate. I love you, Natalie.
Thank you so much, Matt. What wonderful little reminders to enjoy life, to live life, to be so happy, to celebrate others, to celebrate your big wins, to celebrate birthdays, to encourage people, love people, care about them, ask about them, express interests in other people's life. Remember what Father Joe said today, too. Did you bring me along with you in your meetings, in your text messages, in your emails? Make sure you keep God alive inside of you. And every time you send an email, think to yourself, did I bring God along on that? And to accept compliments. It is a big deal. It really isn't cute to put yourself down. Hey, it's the beginning of Lent. I'm excited. I hope you are too. Easter is coming, and I hope you'll come back next Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening to Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Each and every Tuesday, a new show is aired on PoodleWalker.com. lead by example, live to inspire, and let your light shine.